From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The White House is thanking Van Jones for his service and has accepted his resignation as environmental advisor to President Obama. Jones resigned this weekend after sharp criticism from Republicans who attacked his past statements and his links to efforts suggesting a government role in the September 11th attacks. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Jones stepped down, issuing a statement blaming what he called opponents of reform for mounting, quote, a vicious smear campaign against me. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told ABC's This Week that the president and the White House Council on Environmental Quality accept Jones' resignation.
What Van Jones decided was that the agenda of this president was bigger than any one individual.
Republicans, including Indiana Congressman Mike Pence, have attacked Jones for derogatory statements about the GOP and for his affiliation with the group that called in 2004 for a probe into whether the government had allowed the September 11th attacks to happen. Jones' departure is seen by some as a victory for conservatives who have attacked him as a leftist who sidestepped the vetting process for White House appointees. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is still describing a government-run health insurance option as a valuable tool in bringing affordable health care to more Americans. But officials are leaving room for a compromise. Here's advisor David Axelrod.
He believes the public option is a good tool. Now, it shouldn't define the whole health care debate, however.
Axelrod was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He said President Obama expects a public option to compete with private insurance companies to be in the plan, but he declined to say whether Mr. Obama would veto a bill without the option in it. The president is set to deliver a speech on health care to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. Researchers have discovered three new genes associated with Alzheimer's disease. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Until now, scientists have only known about one gene that increases the risk for the most common form of Alzheimer's disease. It's a gene called ApoE. But now, scientists from Great Britain and France have found three more genes that also seem to raise a person's risk. Two of the genes are thought to affect the ability of brain cells to eliminate beta amyloid, a substance that tends to form plaques in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. The third gene seems to affect connections between brain cells, which break down in Alzheimer's. The discoveries could help identify some people at risk for Alzheimer's, but it's unclear whether they will lead to new treatments. The research appears in the journal Nature Genetics. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Fire crews are building new protective lines to keep a wildfire north of Los Angeles from crossing a mountain highway. Overall, though, the station fire is more than halfway contained. The fire has burned nearly 246 square miles of the Angeles National Forest. It's killed two firefighters and destroyed at least 76 homes, but none are being threatened right now. You're listening to NPR News. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is inching closer to a first-round victory in last month's election. More results released today show Karzai with nearly 49% of the vote. Election officials say results from nearly three-quarters of polling stations have been tallied. Karzai needs 50% to avoid a runoff against his main challenger. The results, however, have been questioned because of fraud allegations, and election officials say they've thrown out the results of 447 polling stations because of such allegations. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling for an investigation into Friday's airstrike in Afghanistan that may have left as many as 70 people dead. The strike by American jets was called in by a German officer after Taliban militants hijacked two fuel tankers. Back from retirement, Belgium Kim Clijsters upset the eldest Williams sister to advance at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. Tandalea Wilder reports from New York.
Clijsters ousted number 3 seed Venus Williams 6-0-0-6-6-4 to continue her comeback from 2.5 years away from the game. The 26-year-old quit the tour to marry and start a family. In the first set, Clijsters, the 2005 Open champion, looked as if she had never left, winning every game comfortably. But nerves got the best of her in the second set, and she put up the exact opposite results. With the crowd's support, she eventually edged out the elder Williams sister in the final set. Williams made a valiant effort, but was not at full strength, her left knee wrapped for support against tendonitis. Only two mothers have won a Grand Slam singles title. The last was Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley at Wimbledon in 1980. For NPR News, I'm Tandalea Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.